Good morning. It's April 18th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. Apple has rolled out the second betas of iOS 17.5 and iPadOS 17.5, enabling EU app developers to bypass the App Store and offer direct downloads from their websites. This move is a direct response to the EU's new Digital Markets Act, aiming to open up the digital space for more competition and innovation. The introduction of AltStore Pal by developer Riley Testut marks a significant milestone as the first alternative app marketplace in the EU. Designed with indie developers in mind, AltStore Pal offers a decentralized platform for distributing apps that might not fit within the stringent rules of the App Store. This open-source project allows for free distribution of apps, although those gaining over 1 million installs in their first year will incur a nominal €0.50 core technology fee to Apple. In addition to facilitating direct downloads, Apple has adjusted its App Store guidelines to accommodate the EU's legislation, now permitting retro game console emulators. This change signals a substantial shift in Apple's traditionally tight control over its ecosystem, potentially paving the way for similar reforms globally. These developments reflect a broader movement towards diversifying the app distribution landscape, challenging the dominance of major app stores, and providing a platform for smaller developers to thrive. As the mobile app ecosystem evolves in response to regulatory pressures, the impact of these changes could extend far beyond the EU, influencing app distribution and developer opportunities worldwide. Boston Dynamics has unveiled a new, all-electric version of its Atlas robot, designed with commercial and industrial applications in mind. This move not only marks the retirement of the original Atlas, but also ushers in an era where robots with advanced capabilities could take on roles that are currently hazardous for humans. Boston Dynamics' latest iteration of Atlas boasts significant improvements over its predecessor. With enhanced movement, swiveling joints, and a more humanoid posture, this new model is equipped with cutting-edge artificial intelligence and machine learning tools. Its design features longer limbs, a straighter back, and a distinct head equipped with a built-in ring light, positioning it as the world's most dynamic humanoid robot. Hyundai is poised to be among the first to test the capabilities of the new Atlas in real-world scenarios. This collaboration highlights the potential for these robots to revolutionize industries by performing tasks that are currently considered too dangerous for humans. A teaser video showcasing the new Atlas demonstrates its ability to perform complex movements, such as folding its legs backward and rising to a standing position in a manner that is both unnerving and theatrical. The advent of advanced humanoid robots like the new Atlas raises important questions about their impact on human employment and safety. As companies like Sanctuary AI and Figure also venture into the development of humanoid robots, the industry appears to be at a pivotal point. This trend towards more dynamic and capable humanoid robots suggests a future where robots could increasingly take over roles traditionally filled by humans, sparking a debate on the balance between technological advancement and its implications for society. In a groundbreaking move, Microsoft Corporation has made a substantial $1.5 billion investment in G42, the United Arab Emirates' leading artificial intelligence company, signaling a significant commitment to the future of AI and digital infrastructure on a global scale. This partnership isn't just about capital. It's about strategic collaboration, with Microsoft's president set to join the board of G42, which is chaired by the UAE's national security advisor, Sheikh Tahnoon bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The implications of this deal extend far beyond the boardroom, promising to redefine the landscape of AI technology and cloud computing across the Middle East, Central Asia, and Africa. G42 isn't just any AI firm. It has made its mark with the development of JAIS, an advanced Arabic language AI model, and operates data centers throughout the Middle East. However, it's also been under scrutiny, with allegations of spying and concerns about its ties to the Chinese government. In a strategic pivot, G42 plans to cut ties with Chinese hardware suppliers, a move that underscores its commitment to security and global standards. The collaboration between Microsoft and G42 is set to leverage Microsoft's cloud computing platform to run AI applications and services, aiming to bring advanced AI solutions not only to global businesses but also to the public sector. This initiative includes the establishment of a $1 billion fund dedicated to supporting developers in the region, highlighting a profound commitment to fostering innovation in digital technologies. This investment by Microsoft in G42 is more than a financial transaction. It's a partnership poised to accelerate the adoption of AI and digital infrastructure in strategically important regions of the world. By ensuring security and compliance with global standards, this collaboration aims to set a new benchmark for innovation and technological advancement worldwide. In a striking showcase of technological advancement, Baidu Inc.'s Ernie Bot has surged in popularity, amassing over 200 million users and 85,000 company clients since its inception in March 2023. This rapid growth highlights the burgeoning interest and reliance on artificial intelligence across various sectors. At a recent developer conference, Baidu unveiled new AI models and toolkits designed to bolster the capabilities of the Ernie model. This move underscores the company's commitment to pushing the boundaries of AI technology and making AI application development more accessible to a broader audience. By investing in multimodal large language models, LLMs, Baidu aims to integrate diverse types of content, enhancing AI's versatility and utility. Baidu's CEO, Robin Lee, pointed to the success of their enterprise-level LLM platform, which has enabled over 85,000 enterprise clients to create 190,000 AI applications. This achievement not only demonstrates Baidu's pivotal role in the AI landscape, but also the practical applicability and impact of their technologies in the real world. Despite these advancements, Baidu's journey in AI is met with challenges, including concerns over data privacy, ongoing trade tensions, and the limitations imposed by Chinese regulations. These obstacles highlight the complex interplay between technological innovation and regulatory environments. However, the potential economic impact of generative AI technologies like the Ernie model is immense. Experts estimate that such technologies could add between $2.6 trillion and $4.4 trillion to the global economy annually. This prediction reflects the transformative power of AI, indicating a significant shift towards a more AI-integrated global economic landscape. In a move towards a greener future, Google has unveiled new updates to Google Maps and Search, focusing on sustainable travel options. This initiative is designed to make it easier for users to choose environmentally friendly travel methods, reflecting a growing trend towards reducing carbon footprints and supporting the electric vehicle, or EV, market. Google's latest updates include an innovative feature for EV owners, utilizing artificial intelligence to generate summaries of real user experiences with EV chargers. This aims to help users find the most reliable and less crowded charging stations, enhancing the overall EV ownership experience. To further enrich this data, Google Maps will now encourage users to submit their own feedback on EV chargers they use, leveraging crowdsourced information to improve service accuracy. Moreover, Google Maps is making a significant push towards promoting public transit by displaying transit routes alongside car routes within the app. This update is not just about providing alternatives, it's about making lower carbon travel options more visible and accessible to users worldwide. The app also includes enhancements in searching for public transit information, offering detailed insights such as schedules and ticket prices. For certain countries, it even provides specific train information, making public transport a more viable and attractive option for travelers. These updates from Google are not just technical improvements. They represent a strategic move to support the burgeoning electric vehicle market and to encourage more sustainable travel choices among its users. By integrating AI and crowdsourced data, Google is paving the way for a future where technology and environmental responsibility go hand in hand. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.